Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Austin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Austin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts between the mound and first base. Austin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ulander. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Austin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Rick Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Uhlander. Powell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. 1 out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Austin covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer bunts towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Echeverrin moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin fires to third, and has Echeverrin trapped. The throw to the plate, and Echeverrin is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bellinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0-for-1 in the game. Austin hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball towards left. Sims settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sims. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyde hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Hydman applying the tag. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Echeverry hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Rick Austin. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hydman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan fires to first and has Blair trapped. There's the throw to Leon, who tags Blair for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Verlander. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Ted Verlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 0-for-3 in the game. Verlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verlander for the out. Sims moves to third. Horton moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.